Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Reading. John chapter 7. We will begin shortly. We'll begin shortly. ¶¶ Night readings with Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We're so glad you're with us. If you'd like to call in tonight, the toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that number is 1-877-497-9937. We are going to open tonight, as we like to do often, saying the Lord's Prayer, and we're hoping that you are learning how to memorize it. It is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's also pray together in our own words. And please pray quietly in your own mind as we pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time together that we can share God's word and God's love around the world with your family. No matter who we are, man or woman, rich or poor, what country we live, if we can get a computer or a phone in some cases, we can share and hear the word of God as you so would like everyone to know, and have the opportunity to hear God's word and his salvation plan. Lord, we know there are many people around the world hungry to know the truth. Many people who are oppressed by others who want to keep them under their control and power. We know there are many who are depressed because their circumstances seem so insurmountable, like there is no answer. But we know in the name of Jesus, there is an answer. And God's will and his power can overcome the most dire, destitute circumstances. And whatever your need be or your heart's desire is, God wants to meet your need. And all he asks is that we believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and that we reach out with the faith as small as the grain of a mustard seed and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you can and will answer my prayer, because we know, Lord God, that you see each one of us, because we know the scripture says you see each sparrow and you know the number of hairs on our head. And you see us when we are yet unborn in the womb of our mother. Lord God, we know you look after and care about each one of us. And we just believe right now in the name of Jesus for the answer to prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us tonight, or for some of you it might be the morning starting off your day, depending what part of the world you live. Tonight is the night that I dedicate our service to our friends in Pakistan, and I hope John Paul and your father, doctor, are having your service together. And I know that many miracles are happening among you as God's power and God's love visit you in your services there, and we praise the Lord for that. And we just believe tonight that your work there will multiply, that many will hear of the great things that God is doing among you, and that people will travel for miles around to be with you and share the word and the miracles, and that people will become connected, and that computers will be more available for people to listen to the word of God. For we know that computers can be hooked up anywhere in the world, and that all you have to do is have a cable connection to the internet or go to a Wi-Fi connection at a local store in town. Maybe you'll have to travel a little bit to hear that. Maybe you know one person in your town who pays for the cable, or you all share in it, and you could get together and listen over one computer, and everyone in a large crowd can hear. And if you have a microphone, you can put that microphone next to the computer, and many hundreds of people could share in our reading of the scripture and our music, singing together, and our prayer for one another. And I do try to give the salvation prayer each time. I'm going to sing tonight a song that is an old song, Amazing Grace, that most Christians around the world know. I'm just going to sing one verse, and then I'm going to sing the tune with the one word, Amen. For those of you who don't know English well enough to sing the verse with me, I know that you can sing Amen, Amen to the melody. So this will be an opportunity that you can sing with me. I'll sing it first with the words. I hope some of you remember that. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Just sing that with me, singing the one word, Amen, to the tune of Amazing Grace. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. Say amen with me. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do give thanks that you are able to hear the scripture that we're going to read tonight in John chapter 7. But before we do, let's worship the Lord together. I like to play some good music for you too, so you can worship along. Let's listen tonight to Here I Am to Worship. Remember, you can download these for a small price if you go to the internet and Google Here I Am to Worship. And this one's sung by Tim Hughes. Here I Am to Worship. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Here I Am to Worship. Sing with me along if you can.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
John is a great book to read, especially when you're a new Christian or wanting to share the gospel with others, because it explains the life of Christ, who God is, who the Son of God is, Jesus, and it explains who the Holy Spirit is, So it's a great book to begin with your friends when they're learning about Christianity and becoming a Christian. Being a Christian is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't really look upon it as a religion, although it's said to be a religion, but we believe it's a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we serve God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In chapter 7, it says, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto him, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. For the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. So what that scripture is telling us, that if people dislike you or hate you because you're a Christian, it's because they hate Jesus in you, not necessarily you as a person. They're showing their dislike for Jesus, and it is best that we pray for those people and show them the love of God and explain to them that you can have the love of God in your life too, that you can be a part of God's family, and you can learn to love one another just like we try to do. Verse 8, go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. He says that a lot throughout this book. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. So there were some people who believed Jesus to be the Son of God and believed his miracles that he performed. But some said, oh, you know, I'm just not too sure about this. I don't know if I can believe it. I think it's just deceiving us. But you know, we need to pray for those people who take that approach, that the Lord would woo them unto God by his Spirit and help them to be open and to reveal God's self to them. Verse 13, howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up in the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knowest this man letters, having never learned? In other words, how is he so educated and probably hasn't been to college? Jesus answered then and said, my doctrine or teaching is not mine, but his that sent me. And we all know that God is the one who sent him. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So if you are going to speak out about God and speak about God's word, you know it's from God when you read from the scripture. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. So if someone's always sharing to you about all the wonderful things they have done as a person, you might think about that. Because if they seeketh glory for themselves instead of giving glory to the Lord, if they are a Christian, they're probably a shallow Christian, still learning the depth of Christianity. doesn't mean necessarily that they're not a Christian, but it could mean that too. And if they're talking a lot about themselves, just redirect them to the things about the Lord and just share with them how glorious the God, our God has done in things he has done for you. 18, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. So it's a righteous thing to do, to share and seek the glory of God. 19, did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Didn't the law say in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill? Yes, it did. But yet they were going around seeking to kill Jesus. Why? Because he shared about the Father God. Well, that either showed those people were hypocrites or not Christians or very shallow or maybe all three. 20. The people answered and said, thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee? So they're accusing him of having a devil in him. When people are accusatory, without substance or reason, like when I taught school, we could always tell when kids probably did something wrong because their first reaction was to blame somebody else so they wouldn't get in trouble. Well, remember when people point fingers at another, they point a finger at them, they have three fingers pointing back to themselves. So when people are accusatory without reason or facts, that is a sign to all of us to think about it and to search for the truth and the real facts of the matter. 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye, on the Sabbath day, circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day, receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me? Because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day. In other words, he's healed a man from an illness or oppression or sickness, and yet they're blaming him when they themselves perform circumcision. 24, it was like they were not supposed to work on the Sabbath, right? But when you're doing the Lord's business, I think the Lord is saying here, that's not breaking the Sabbath. 24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. In other words, if you just judge by the surface of how things look without looking beneath the surface at the true reasons and facts of the matter, you're not judging fairly. Well, let's take a break here and let's worship together. How great is our God? And we'll be back in a minute. So stay with me. How great is our God?
All the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
beautiful song was sung by Bethany Dillon. Continuing on in verse 25, then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly and openly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is. But when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. In other words, they don't even seem to know this is the Christ, and there he is standing right in front of us. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me, that's God the Father, is true, whom ye know not. He's telling them, some of those people there say they know God, but they don't. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him. And why is that? For that same reason we hear throughout, because his hour was not yet come. In other words, it wasn't time yet for God's intended plan and purpose to be fulfilled. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these, which this man hath done? In other words, this has to be Christ. If Christ is someone other, how could he do any more miracles than this man is doing? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. When he goes from us, he's talking about there. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles and the Greeks? What manner of saying is this, that he said, ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he's saying the same thing to you right now. If you thirst for the reality of a true God, come unto Jesus. Don't be fooled by a false God and false promises. We know you're going to find out later that the only way into heaven is through Jesus. No amount of works or deeds that one can do can gain entrance into heaven. The only ticket into heaven is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and we're going to give you that opportunity in a few minutes, so stay with us. Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But he spake, he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. In other words, that's a foreshadowing, they call that in literature, which he's telling us ahead of time, that there's going to be given a gift called the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit that Jesus will give. But it's not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Glorified, just think of that. Jesus is going to be glorified. Now, I know what that is. And if you're a new Christian, he's going to show all his power and glory before he ascends back unto heaven, unto God. And we will read about that in John. Verse 40, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was. Little did they know that he was of the line of David, and he was from Bethlehem. But see, they didn't know the facts. They made false judgments without knowing all the facts. And we must be careful in righteous judgment to know all the facts and be led of God. So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. And you know, and I know why, because his time had not yet come. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. In other words, the words that he spoke kind of reached their hearts, and they seemed to still want to listen. Then answered them the Pharisees, And ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night came to him before, being one of them. Doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? In other words, do you judge a person before learning of the facts and knowing what happened and why he did and for what purpose? No. They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look. For out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Well, that was a very rich chapter of the tellings of Jesus' life here on earth. He did live here. In America, our calendar starts from the date of death of Jesus Christ. So, we're in the year 2013, so it was about 2013 years ago that Christ died. And that shows that we are a country who believes in the Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. You can receive him right now as the Savior of your life. In John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his only begotten Son by allowing him to die on the cross and serve as the lamb sacrifice, the blood sacrifice for the cleansing of our sins, that God could look upon us when we take Jesus into our hearts and lives as our Savior. In the Old Testament, the priest used to have an annual or a once a year lamb sacrifice of an animal, lamb or a ram, that was the cleansing of the sins for the people once a year. But now you can receive it because Jesus has served as the everlasting lamb sacrifice for each one of us. So we can ask for salvation at any point in time that we want to receive him. John 1:2 says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And he also in John 3:3, Jesus said, You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. This is not a physical rebirth, but a spiritual rebirth, in which your spiritual man is taking on a new life by accepting Jesus as your Savior. And it doesn't matter whether you're man or woman, adult or child, or educated or not, rich or poor, God gives each one of us, when we have understanding, a choice of whether to receive Jesus, Son of the Lord God, into our heart and life as our Savior, our personal Savior, to have a relationship with with him. If you'd like to have a personal relationship with Jesus, right now say this prayer with me. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I've been walking in darkness, and I want to be with you. I want to step into the light and walk the Christian life in light with you, Lord Jesus. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I'm willing to turn from my way and to walk your way. Lord Jesus, I now ask you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior to be with me always. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life. And I thank you, Lord God, so much for the precious gift of your Lord, Son Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. All the angels worship and give praise and glory each time a new child of God enters into the family. Let's just worship the Lord together right now as we worship with Lord. I lift your name up high, and we're just so grateful for the artists who sing, and that is sung by Stuart Townsend. I'll be right back with you. Let's listen together to Lord, I Lift Your Name Up High, and stay tuned with me. We'll be right back. My friends, we're coming to the close of another wonderful time together. We so enjoy our times together. It's wonderful to share and worship the Lord together and share that expression and experience of communing with the Lord together and sharing His Word, sharing the Scripture. It's a gift that God is giving us through modern technology, and I, for one, am grateful for that ability to do that. We can hear from people all around the world who want to share good things with us. And let's just close in prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for our friends around the world. We know that there are many seeking for truth and guidance of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit can give. And Lord, we just pray You would be with them every day. And when they have difficulties, Lord, that they would cry out to You, Lord, in Jesus' name and ask for Your help, ask for Your understanding, ask for Your protection, express their love for You, and worship You, Lord, every day of their life. As they start each day or end each day, that they would worship and thank the Lord for the blessings You have given them. Some of us have more than others, but that doesn't mean God loves us any less. What is important in life, we know, is that we have the gift of salvation, and that is the best gift, the best blessing, Lord God, that You can give us, eternal life. We thank You so much for that, for that gift of eternal life is what really matters, because that will last for all eternity. We thank You for each one and for the love of God that You've given in our hearts for one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until next time, this is your host, Diane Linning, broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. I broadcast the first Wednesday of each month out to Pakistan, but of course anyone in the world is welcome to listen if you'd like to learn English, but we're especially reaching out to the Eastern Hemisphere and that area of the world located around Pakistan on the first Wednesday night of each month. So let's pray for John Paul and his Father's ministry there, and we do want to stay connected with you, and we hope that others will contact me on Facebook. You can look up Diane Linning, DianeLenning, on Facebook and friend me, and you can see my radio shows when I post them, or you can look up radio shows 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Just scroll down on the right and look for the shows. The Wednesday nights in 2012 were the Book of John. I always have English, but sometimes I'll have other languages with them. In 2012, we had Thai, Lao, and Chinese. And in 2013, we've had a little bit of Urdu, a little bit of Swahili, and Vietnamese in the Book of John. And on Friday nights, the beginning of 2013, I did Revelation. And now on Friday nights, I'm in Daniel, and I'm probably going to go into Isaiah and other books around close to those after we finish Daniel. And those were in conjunction and continuation of Revelation. So we thank You for being with us. Let's just listen together the last few seconds before we say goodnight of this beautiful song. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Take care. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, this is Diane Linning. Bye-bye.